Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Tier 1 Silver. I have on the line with me both Ivan Bebek, who is co-founder and co-chairman, and also Peter Dembicki, president and CEO of Tier 1 Silver. Now guys, we're going to start off by following up on a news release that came out just yesterday, May 3rd. Talks about Tier 1 Silver optioning the Hurricane Silver project in southeastern Peru. Now, this project will be added to the project portfolio here that the company holds also in southern Peru, all focused on silver here. You are a silver explorer. I know everyone wants to know when the listing's coming and when the drilling's coming. We'll get to that later. But Ivan, let's start off with, what drew you to this Hurricane project and why add another silver project to the company's portfolio?
Great. Thanks for having us. Great to be here. So Hurricane Silver, we first learned of it about August, September of last year, far before we knew Curry Bio would be as good as it was, well before we knew the third dimension had a massive target. And, you know, our effort in Tier 1 Silver was to have a major silver portfolio with a pure silver focus to it. And so this project met all the criteria. It comes from some very, very smart people, former Newmont geologists as well, kind of the generation before our geologists, the world experts that found some great deposits there. It's got a few attributes that really resonated with us. And even though Curibaya to us is the best shot we've seen, this one has a real good chance to compete with it, and why not have more versus less? The grades are spectacular for silver. Again, you're getting north of a kilo silver. You're actually seeing some widths on some veins that have been sampled. 25,000 hectare land position. It's quite big. It's in the right part of Peru. There's a history of high-grade veins in this region, both gold and silver. And then something else that's not super highlighted in the press release, there's a massive placer gold endowment area that goes with nearby the silver that's never been drilled the source of. So, you know, if we didn't have Curibaya develop the way it did, this would have been the flagship for Tier 1 Silver. So we're extremely excited that we're able to put it in alongside Curibaya and to have such a strong, substantial portfolio for big silver discoveries in Peru, because that's really, really what we're about to do here.
So Peter, let's bring you in, and look, the focus still this year is going to be on the Curibaya project, but give us a little understanding of what work you guys are going to undertake here early on at this Hurricane project.
Well, first of all, great to talk to you again, Corey, and happy to be here. Yeah, so I think we're going to gradually progress the property as the months go by. Slowly start working on permitting in the background and developing out, you know, kind of our geological model where we want to target and everything like that. But as far as it stands right now, the land package that we've assembled and the extreme high grades that we've encountered again, you know, our technical team is such a, I'm going to say it, Tier 1 team. You know, they trust where the property has come from. They trust the past work that's been done on it and the group that we've acquired it from. So, you know, that gives us a ton of confidence when we get that validation.
Okay, let's move over to Curibaya here, because again, that's going to be the focus of this year. A lot of our listeners are up to date on the project, and everyone is just wondering when you guys will be able to start drilling this project. Peter, any insights here?
Yes, it's all planned, gone according to plan. So we are scheduled to start drilling at the end of May. We have all our permits in place. We have our water permits, access, community access, and, you know, obviously the FTA is the drilling permit that is basically your golden ticket that is so hard to obtain that we have in hand. So everything is on schedule for end of May.
Ivan, give us a bit of a big picture look here then at what the strategy is going to be now that you have permits, now that drills are expected on site here shortly. What are the goals of this project? What can you give us insights here?
Well, the big picture is to go make that world-class discovery, you know, the kind of one that you dream about as an exploration investor, and comes with risk, right? When the harder you swing, the bigger you swing, the bigger risk you take, which equals the bigger the reward. But adding this project into it it's pretty substantial. I mean, if you really took apart Hurricane, you would find so many amazing things about it with very little work done to date. It's very underexplored. It's never been drilled, but the grade is really there, which is key to us, as well as the scale. I think if you look at Tier 1 silver as a whole, it's now a portfolio of projects, of really high quality projects. And to Peter's point, we're going to work quietly on these things in the background over the next 8 to 12 months to bring them to the drill ready, drill permitted stage. Maybe they all make it, maybe just a few of them make it, but we really want to give shareholders the chance to win more than once with us, or to win even more if we get it right on two silver projects. So yeah, we're being very ambitious, and we're very fortunate to be able to be acquiring this at the start of what we think is going to be an incredible bull market for metals, specifically silver. Going forward, I think that you couldn't really find a better positioned company for world-class silver discoveries in terms of grade, scale, and opportunity. And what I'm most excited about right now is that we're actually going to go drill. We're going to go drill in the last week of May at Curibaya. You know, assuming we get listed prior, we're not going to drill without being listed. But if you ask Peter and the team, I think we're at the final straws here to get listed in very short order. We've answered the questions three times as much as we could, you know, to give the satisfaction to get us listed. So we should hear very shortly of when that's going to take place.
Okay. So I know a lot of people are wondering about the listing. So that listing should be happening in the next couple weeks and hopefully right before drilling. Peter, on that drill program at Curibaya, then, any insights into how many meters you guys are going to drill, how many targets you're drilling, overall budget? What other details can you give us here?
Sure. Well, our drill permit, which is referred to as an FTA, allows us to have 20 drill pads, each with two holes per pad. So we're permitted up to 40 holes. We're going to come out of the gates with a 5,000-meter drill program, and we're fairly confident that if we find even a fraction of what we're looking for out of that first 5,000 meters, and we're going to attack this thing full on and maybe even add another drill to it. So 5,000 meters to start, and that'll be our first phase.
Okay. Ivan, you want to add anything to that drill program there? I know you've been on this project a lot recently.
Yeah, we've got 5,000 meters to start, another 7,000 planned on the back of success. We will add more drills. We will be aggressive, as Peter pointed out, should we get into discovery. Company's in a really strong position financially, so it doesn't have to say the F word, which would be financing, for until sometime next year, you know, and it gives us a chance to drill Curibaya with two pretty expansive programs. At the same time, it also gives us a budget to bring these other things to the drill-ready state, so it's really, really well situated, and it's going to be really exciting to have the drills turning in Peru for the first time since we drilled Huayacollo back about 3.5 years ago.
All right, guys, let's also talk about news release that came out April 27th. It outlines that the company is releasing option on two of the five Guajillo area concessions. Now, this was a project that we talked about probably a year ago that, Ivan, you outlined as being really for sale or looking to get it in some other operator's hands. What's going on with this project now?
Well, this is the this one was a tough one. Because it's about 150,000 ounces of oxide. It sits by the border of Bolivia there, and it's next to a mine called Pucamarca, owned by Minsur. We were in discussions to sell it to Minsur, and there was an option agreement that we were victim of. We had to pay these option payments, so we finally came to a threshold where the option payments and property commitments were quite high. And what we did was, as a group, was we kept all the ground around the two small claims that are just as important as the small claims, but we did not keep the high burn rate that was impeding our previous treasuries with. So we get to have the same leverage, the same opportunity, because we have the extensions of that smaller resource, but it's really a big sideshow for us. I mean, the real focus, as Peter's going to tell you here, is primarily on Curibaya. Huayacollo was something that, you know, I don't think we've gotten a lot out of it, but I don't think we've lost a lot with it. It's been something that has modest impact. And for all the people that are going to be upset that we didn't sell it, we still carry that opportunity for the next, you know, 3-4 years, because we own the surrounding ground and we have surface rights on it that only one person can have at a time that go until 2024. So really, we haven't lost much in terms of leverage and the opportunity to sell it. But the focus is on making discoveries, not selling non-core assets. That's really how we see it as a company.
Well, and that's why everyone's excited, I know, to see this company again listed and that drill program starting. Peter, wrap us up then, please, with just a quick summary of news flow. What investors can expect here in the near term?
Well, let's start with the elephant in the room, listing. As soon as we get that thumbs up from the exchange, of course, we're going to let the whole world know the date and the trading symbol, which we have reserved as TSLV on the venture. And then after that, really, it's going to be the progression and drill targeting, the program outlining it. And then we're going to have constant data coming in from other properties as well. Again, we can talk about our other portfolio we want. We know all the focus is on Curabaya. We know the focus will be on getting those drills going and getting the results back. So it's going to be, you know, all hands on deck and our megaphones will be ready to tell the world. So that's basically what to expect in the coming future here.
And I'm going to be having you guys back on, especially on the back of that listing and on the back of starting up that drill program, because we have a lot of people that are following this company. And it's something that, well, I'm excited to see what the drills result in or what the drills yield here and how this story progresses. Ivan, Peter, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Guys, I'll follow up as some more news hits the market. Thank you.